Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Welcome to Technology Labs. Today, we're going to talk about spotlight reporting. I'm Randy Johnston, along with co-host Brian Tankersley. We couldn't be more pleased to have you along. Now, as it turns out, Spotlight has made a fairly significant announcement in December of 20 to release consolidated forecasting. And from a usability of this product, which dominantly integrates with Xero and is available in many versions of Xero, they sell individually in business plans at $25 a month, or up to 20 organizations in business plans for $250 a month. And they also will handle not-for-profit reporting. We'll talk about those different methodologies. But Xero has become very advisor-centric, and there are plans for business advisors to support up to 20 organizations at $300 a month, to do 50 organizations at $495 a month, or to do 150 organizations for $995 a month. So that gets the basic pricing out for you. But this company, which is dominantly based in New Zealand, the co-founder, Richard Francis, is a CA, CPA, and the CFO likewise is. So I think from the top down, we're seeing intent on being very financial reporting centric. So Brian, way too long of a setup today, but what would you like to have the listeners learn about Spotlight today?
Well, you know, Randy, thank you. And I think that this product in particular is tied very closely to Xero. However, it does support other applications. It actually works with QuickBooks Online, it works with QuickBooks Desktop. It will actually work with MYOB Live, which we don't use in this country. It does work with Sage 50, but it's Sage 50 UK. So it's not the US version of Sage 50, the Peachtree we're used to. It'll also import from Excel. But again, and by the way, I would mention to you that Xero has made some very good hires lately. And they've hired a number of people that I've known that have been in the industry for a long time. I don't think you can bet against them in this. I don't think the smart money is betting against them. I think, you know, if there's a duopoly that evolves in this, this is one of them. And that makes Spotlight essential, because Spotlight is kind of the better reporting tool that I've seen for Xero.
Yeah, that makes some sense. And when we think about the options here, it is clear that Spotlight, in terms of their solutions, has this multi, almost Rubik's Cube view of the world, where they're supporting the direct businesses, the advisors. They're also trying to scale up a little bit on the enterprise and not-for-profit side, but also have some very specific franchise reporting capability. And further, their sales team itself clearly is driven globally. I think because of Xero's dominance in Australia, you've got a lot of Spotlight players driving the Australian market, the New Zealand market, the UK market, and then also a team that's driving the US and Canada. And I've talked to a number of the people here that are doing that work as well. So I think you're going to get pretty good support with the product along the way. But just as important, I think you're also going to get pretty great reporting So would you like to speak to that, Brian?
Sure. And what's different about this tool as opposed to some of the others, this is one, again, where you do upload the financial data into it once a month or sync it once a month. However, they do cash profiling, cash flow analysis, cash flow statement. They also do a KPI scorecard. They do charts with Workflow Max, again, which is a product that's directly linked to Xero, and that's why we talk about Xero with this product. And it will pull information in from Google Analytics, and they've got a little bit of non-financial analysis as well.
Yeah, so
they actually have sample reports on the website that you can go through and download.
Yeah, so Brian, I'm sorry to talk over you there again, but I don't want our listeners to miss the point that the data is monthly synchronized. And that's a pretty important point because some of these products have different cycles and sometimes you can't get to the detailed data. But Spotlight is very open with the reports and the sample reports, which include graphic KPI dashboard type of components and some other things, is really a pretty nifty set of available reports.
Yeah, they've done a great job with visualizations. Again, you can download sample reports, sample forecasts. They actually have a dashboard that's all graphical that you can drill down into. And then they have where they really do well, again, is similar to some other products we've looked at. They do very well with franchises. So they've got some really nice sample reports for franchises. You know, if you run 20 different, 20 different restaurants across two different concepts. This is a great tool for helping you figure what's what within there. And again, to benchmark those things against each other.
Mm-hmm. So now the product itself, if we could maybe talk a little bit more about the reporting, that's obviously the first thing that's in there. The basic product itself does have a lot of visualizations, and those features really do help with the KPIs and dashboards that you might want to create. Basically, the way I understand it, though, the chart gallery is developed with templating and then can be used. And I know you're using that for some of your reporting as well. But there's also some, unique or important pieces that they've done. For example, the cash waterfall chart, which allows us to show cash in and cash out, and then this cash flow constrained time. That's a pretty important piece. But at this point, we've talked about consolidations in these multiple locations. I believe this tool will support up to 75 locations in their consolidations.
And again, 75 seems like a more reasonable upper limit on this, just because, again, if you're doing more than 75 units, I really think you ought to be on a mid-market product. Again, when you get into that many units, you're going to have so much stuff flowing back and forth that intercompany is going to be something that's going to eat your soul if you're trying to keep all those back and forth in balance properly, especially if you've got a management company paying for everything.
Yeah. And another key over on the dashboard side, if I recall it correctly, they basically have a drag and drop dashboard creation mechanism. They do both financial and non-financial KPIs, and they try to keep one-page dashboards with customizable layouts, which I think is actually a good strategy inside their product. They have a name, and I actually do like the name, Multi, which is basically for franchises and not-for-profits and industry specialists, again, where they can do consolidations. And in this case, they will do some exception reporting and some anonymized rankings of the franchises and branches. So again, if your practice is very heavily into a particular vertical niche and you want to be able to do comparisons anonymized, that's a feature that's strong inside the Spotlight product.
Yeah, I will say, having looked at their multi-unit reporting, I worked for a company back in the late 90s that had multiple units of multiple different restaurant concepts and other retail that they did. And one of the biggest problems we had was we didn't really have good reporting. We had good enough, but it wasn't really good. And if we'd had reporting like this, it would have been very different. Now, this was in a multi-billion dollar corporation. But as we look at this, I think you can really help your clients get a lot of things done. You know, they also have a target scorecard that I think is key for advisors. It will actually show you, you can actually link in there your targets and your actuals, and then it will show you what percentage of budget you actually achieved this quarter or this period. And so we can track things like profit and gross profit and gross profit dollars and revenue dollars and you know, all kinds of other stats that you may need to track so that you can achieve your goals.
Yeah. In fact, the benchmarking that you were just talking about, you can basically set up those benchmarking items across, you know, the entire general ledger chart of accounts and create your own benchmarking parameters, your own visual KPIs, your own exception reporting, and so forth. And because the product comes out of Wellington, New Zealand, and Brian, I don't think you've ever been to Wellington, if I recall correctly, but Wellington's a great city on the southern side of the North Island. In fact, the best beef Wellington I ever had was in Wellington.
One would expect it would be good there.
You would expect it to be good. Sorry about that diversion. But, you know, the bottom line here is multi-currency would be natural for that type of environment as well. So, you know, when it comes to the possibilities here of the product, I like what they do from the multi-unit franchise, not-for-profit perspective. So they're actually doing a nice job with that. Are there other key features you'd want people to know about?
You know, and actually, when you look at the key execs in the organization, I believe it looks like it's a husband-wife pair or a brother-sister pair. I'm not sure which, and doesn't matter. But they really focused on advisory, Mike from FreshBooks, the CEO has written a book on transforming through advisory. And so they've got a number of good little white papers too to help you solve problems. So they've got a white paper on advisory relationships, on KPIs for accounting firms. So you can evaluate how good you're doing, because if you're changing, you know, even if you're not changing, you should be tracking your progress against your goals. And because again, what gets measured gets managed. And so when we look at KPIs for accounting firms, that's big. Cash forecasting is a big deal. And again, the consolidation we talked about again is a helpful thing. So again, there's a lot of stuff here you can get off their website without even having to register.
Right. Well, now the other thing that is the building block on this, just so our listeners are aware, the product runs in Amazon Web Services with the US instance. So the data that you might need to protect locally can be protected that way. But, you know, it's hard to verbalize the protection or anonymization of the data. Now, we'll talk about other reporting tools that have worked hard to anonymize the data, but it's hard to get a big enough data set to get that job done correctly. And so the tool is set up that if your expertise is in, let's just say franchise restaurants, since that's what you've been referring to, Brian, you are likely to have franchisors that have multiple locations, and you can actually show the metrics of those restaurants across multiple regions. And now you're comparing like and like, but they're anonymized enough, it may be hard to take that data apart. And that's actually quite an issue for clients, because we don't necessarily want them taking apart their competitors, particularly in smaller geographic ranges, because they're going to be able to figure out, oh, this is obviously my competitor's numbers from down the street. So I don't want to over emphasize that too much, but You know, again, when we see an opportunity for the tool, we see it used here frequently. I also do agree with the advisory slant of these of this product. And that is probably driven in part by the zero advisory slant, which has been enabled by this tool. Maybe it's a little bit of a chicken and an egg thing. I'm not sure about that. But I do know that the tools in here are good for client accounting services practices, and they're good for advisory practices. Well, so Brian, in our last few minutes together, any other key things that you'd like the listeners to know about Spotlight Reporting?
You know, we have to remember that being from New Zealand and Xero being from New Zealand, which is a country of 6 million people, as we think about this, this is going to be tightly associated with Xero in the minds of most people. I think it's a good viable alternative to other cloud-based solution, other cloud-based reporting solutions for QuickBooks and QuickBooks Online. You know, again, I think with this one, the templating is a feature that's really helpful. You know, again, just like we talked about with some of the other products, I think you've got to work on your processes and work on what your advisory offerings are going to be so that you can get a tool that maximizes your ability to serve clients and to automate the things you have to do to serve them.
Yeah, and having followed this tool for a good number of years, the localization is improving notably, but you know it should not be compartmentalized to Xero only. Well, we appreciate you go ahead, Brian.
And I will say that to speak to that, I actually went through and pulled in some of their sample reports, and some of their sample reports actually said that they were in New Zealand dollars. Okay, so it's no big deal, but again, it's the perception is that it has been historically, and it's been well earned in the past, maybe not as much currently, that some of the localization you need to make it look like a US-based GAAP report and something a US accountant would want has been lacking, and they've made a lot of progress on that, but you know, they probably still have a ways to go.
Understood. Well, we do appreciate all of you spending time with Brian and I in the Technology Labs today, and hopefully you got a bit of an insight on Spotlight Reporting. We'll see you on another episode. Things always go so fast when we're talking together, and our time is up for today, but we will be back with another version of Technology Lab in the near future. Thanks for being with us today.
See you next time.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.